For this Tuesday, March 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Sheriff deputies arrested a man they say led them on a high-speed chase in Posey County over the weekend. Saturday night, deputies spotted a stolen red Ford Mustang on State Road 66 near Wadesville and tried to pull it over. According to an affidavit, the driver would not stop and sped off near the intersection of Winterheimer Road and State Road 66. Deputies say a pickup truck slowed down and blocked both lanes, forcing the Mustang to run off the road and into a ditch. Once the stolen vehicle stopped in the ditch, deputies say they got out and held the suspect at gunpoint. The suspect, Robin Mobley, surrendered peacefully and was taken into custody. Mobley reportedly told deputies that he needed to go to the hospital because he ate a big bag of fentanyl, but later changed his story saying he swallowed meth. Deputies say they found marijuana, pills, and drug paraphernalia during a search. According to a sheriff document, Mobley had a suspended driver's license and was wanted on a felony warrant for fraud out of Evansville. Mobley was taken to the hospital and then arrested on numerous charges. Posey County Sheriff's Office announced that yesterday, Superior Court Judge Clowers swore in Posey County's newest deputies. Gabriel Best and Dylan Pierman took their oath to serve the people of Posey County. The two have served in the United States military and continue to serve in the Reserves and National Guard. Posey County 911 Dispatch posted on Facebook that back on March 13th, Dispatcher Director Jamie Bradford accepted a check in the amount of $2,500 from Marathon Petroleum Company. This money will help in the purchase of radio tower equipment. The deadline to file your taxes is now less than a month away, and it's worth a reminder that Posey County Council on Aging is offering free tax filing services each Tuesday, that would be today, through April 9th, starting at 10 a.m. The volunteers preparing the returns are trained and certified by the IRS. Businesses and farms are not eligible for this service. Appointments are required. You can call the office at 812-838-4656. Their office is located at 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. Family Matters of Posey County says they will be having another mobile food distribution this Thursday from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. The distribution location is east of the Posey County Co-op building. Drivers should enter through the alley between 5th and 6th Streets. There is a limit of 2 households per car. This event is sponsored by the Tri-State Food Bank and the Indiana Department of Agriculture. The University of Evansville has announced that their head volleyball coach, Fernando Morales, has been named the head coach of the South Korea national team. School officials confirmed that Morales will continue to lead the Purple Aces program alongside the South Korea squad. Morales was the head coach for the Puerto Rico national team last year while also leading the Evansville volleyball team. The WNIT brackets are out, and the USI women's basketball team will get to host a first-round game on Thursday at 7 o'clock against the University of Illinois Chicago. The game will be played at Screaming Eagles Arena on campus. The Screaming Eagles are making their first-ever appearance in the WNIT. They earned an automatic bid after capturing the Ohio Valley Conference regular season championship. USI also added to a strong regular season run by winning the 2024 OVC championship tournament title just a little over a week ago. A potential second round matchup for USI would be against Wisconsin at a location and time to be determined. Wisconsin received a first round bye in the WNIT bracket. On the men's side, making its first postseason appearance in 9 years, the University of Evansville men's basketball team is set to open the 2024 Rowe College Basketball Invitational this Sunday against Quinnipiac. Game time for the Purple Aces, CBI opener is 4:30 at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. Quinnipiac completed its season with an overall record of 24-9. In sports from last night, it was a calm evening in terms of local high school and college action. From the NBA, the Indiana Pacers got beat at home by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 108-103. Indiana slips to 38-31, and the Pacers begin a 5-game road trip in Detroit tomorrow night. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, March 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.